This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. FBI Director James Comey announced this week that his agency would not be bringing charges against presidential candidate Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Republicans had been leading the push to charge Clinton, who they abhor, and responded to Comey's announcement with predictable outrage. But there is a deeper issue at work that transcends political party. There's a clear contradiction between what Clinton says she did and what government agencies say she did. Clinton says she never sent or received classified material, but apparently that's not true. My guest is Marcy Wheeler, independent journalist specializing in civil liberties, privacy, and the war on terror. She blogs at mtwheel.net. Welcome to the program, Marcy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first of all, just before we get into the details of what James Comey said, I suppose we shouldn't be entirely surprised that the FBI has refused to bring charges against Clinton, right? It was kind of predictable.
Well, what she did, I think, would have been hard to charge in any case. So, but it's actually not the FBI's decision. It's prosecutor's decision. And so Comey's press conference yesterday was highly unusual in that, A, he preempted the prosecutor's decision and he basically said no reasonable prosecutor, yada, yada, yada. That's true. It's true that no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute this, but it's not his place to say. And also, he used that opportunity to lay out what he saw as the evidence against Clinton. And I think that's where we're going to get into whether we should believe the CIA, whether we should believe Clinton, or whether the truth lies somewhere in between.
Now, this is what Comey said. He said Mrs. Clinton and her staff were, quote, extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. He added that any reasonable person in Mrs. Clinton's position should have known that she was playing with fire. Those are strong words, but it seems as though that's as harsh a rebuke as she is going to get. What do you think?
Right. And he didn't say that she was grossly negligent, which would have been chargeable. So basically what he did was use this opportunity, which again is highly to say she did everything except something we could charge her for. And oh, by the way, I'm going to step on the prosecutor's toes. Now, him stepping on the prosecutor's toes, he's going to get away with, because that way Loretta Lynch doesn't have to make the decision. It's already been made. Sally Yates, who's the deputy attorney general, the U.S. attorney, the decision's already been made by who's a Republican and somebody who doesn't like Clinton. And so Loretta Lynch effectively is going to get a pass for having highly inappropriately met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Phoenix last week. So it's sketchy, but the underlying decision that she doesn't get charged is probably correct.
And so let's actually go over what happened. I'm glad you brought that up. Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, basically the head of the Department of Justice, while Mrs. Clinton was essentially being investigated, met, apparently just randomly, with Clinton's husband, Bill Clinton. He, I guess, walked up to her. They met, and it looked really bad. And of course, Republicans made a fuss, but this was sort of worth making a fuss over, and it put her in a position where she last Friday had to sort of turn around and say that she would accept whatever the FBI, whatever the prosecutor, federal prosecutors decided they would charge or not charge Clinton with. And so she kind of was able to turn around and say, yes, it looked kind of bad, so I'll just do whatever the prosecutor says. In comes James Comey, and it seems as though he's sort of accepted to be the person to fall on the sword because he also served under G.W. Bush and so might be a little bit more above reproach from Republicans. Is that about cover it?
Well, you know, I do think there are Republicans who are going to listen to what Comey has to say and wouldn't listen to what Lynch has to say, but I don't think he's in any way falling on his sword. I think he is politicizing this to the maximum degree possible and probably directly reading the bureaucratic tea leaves and saying, great, Lynch screwed up last week, so I can use this opportunity to do something that I otherwise would not get away with, which is step on her prosecutor's toes, so as to make this look as bad as possible for Clinton without charging her.
Now, let's talk about the inherent contradictions between what government agencies have said Clinton did and what Clinton says she did. I mean, she basically has made assertions in interviews in the past saying that she never, you know, received or sent classified materials. Basically, in one CNN interview last year, she said, "The truth is everything I did was permitted and I went above and beyond what anybody could have expected and making sure if the State Department didn't capture something, I made a real effort to get it to them." How does that contradict what government agencies have found? Isn't it true that she did actually delete thousands of supposedly personal emails, but maybe some of them weren't personal?
Yeah, but here we get to blame the lawyer. So her lawyers did a review of her emails, and they didn't look at every email. They instead kind of searched and pulled stuff that responded to that search.
And these are her personal lawyers?
Yeah. And very interestingly, I mean, the whole story is kind of interesting, but Hillary had the same lawyer for this issue, David Kendall, that David Petraeus did. So, you know, if anybody had a great day yesterday, it's David Kendall, because he's batting 1,000 on getting very high profile people off on classified leakage problems. So,
yes, and that's a really good point. So we have a very clear double standard when it comes to government secrecy. David Petraeus and Hillary Clinton are on one side of the fence where you can basically be careless with classified material and you're going to be okay. On the other side of the fence, you have people like Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning, Jeffrey Sterling, and almost James Risen, right? The New York Times.
And Thomas Drake. I think Thomas Drake is a better parallel to what Hillary Clinton did, because he basically was going to be busted for, at the instruction of the inspector general, putting a bunch of stuff in his basement with regards to a complaint that he and others raised that the NSA claimed were classified and not being classified. So his case is much closer to Hillary Clinton's. And when Jim Comey yesterday said, "Oh, well, you know, there's a difference between what Hillary did and what other people did. Those other people, they were disloyal." And somebody really needs to ask Jim Comey how it is that Thomas Drake got charged, because there's no sign of disloyalty. There is, however, a sign that he was a whistleblower and that he got retaliated against because of that. And so, you know, I think Drake and Clinton are a much better comparison. With regards to Petraeus, then you get into comparisons, I think, with people like Sterling. And there, it's a clear double standard. And there was actually a piece by Eric Lichtblau in the New York Times where he said, you know, Hillary might have been charged if David Petraeus going before didn't get a ridiculous hand slap. Because after that, the standard goes very high to treat people similarly to David Petraeus, which is completely different than, as you said, somebody like Sterling. The reason why Sterling's important, though, and Chelsea Manning is important, is because Hillary Clinton said, "Oh, Chelsea Manning, you know, she was very in favor of Manning being prosecuted to the full extent of the law." Well, Manning leaked a bunch of stuff that was classified at the same level as the stuff that Hillary wasn't treating very well. And one of the other things Comey said yesterday is that the State Department as a whole did not treat security very seriously. And so you've got Manning doing 35 years in Leavenworth, yet we know nobody in State Department was taking care of classified information either. That's a problem. The other problem is that Hillary's spokesperson, Brian Fallon, had a role in prosecuting Sterling, and specifically with regards to James Risen in that case. And so it's really hard to have Fallon be the first person to come out and say, "See, this proves that nothing went wrong," when I know that Brian Fallon rubber stamped the prosecution of somebody who, you know, there's not much more. I mean, what the CIA claims he did is far broader. The evidence against Sterling is really thin, though.
Right. Now, it seems as though the issue of the classification of the emails is one thing. I mean, many of us think that the government is too secretive to begin with. Do you feel that what really is at the heart of this issue that we're discussing is hypocrisy, is double standards? You know, and Clinton, who is a presidential candidate, likely Democratic nominee, likely to be able to beat Donald Trump. Well, I suppose that's up in the air. This is a person whose own honesty and impunity in breaking the rules, lying about it to an extent, and then being given special treatment when it came to the investigation. It seems to me that is the issue.
Well, there are several issues. Again, I don't have a problem with Hillary not being charged because we should stop being so crazy about so-called classified information.
Right.
Although I do think it's sort of interesting that both Clinton, I mean, given what Comey said yesterday and given what people believe about Donald Trump, one of these people is going to have unfettered unilateral control over the classification system in 6 months' time. And that, you know, whichever party you're a member of, that makes you uncomfortable. And we ought to step back and say, the current system where the president gets to decide arbitrarily what's classified and what is not, that needs to end because it feeds this kind of double standard. But the other thing that's going on here, and this is where, again, I think Jim Comey was a little out of bounds, is that there's still really a dispute, particularly with regards to the top secret, the so-called secret emails in question, about whether they were top secret. And what you see happen is that the CIA always claims top secret, top secret, top secret. And their claims about classification have been shown over time, particularly with regards to the torture report, to be completely bogus. And so, you know, no matter how much you dislike Hillary Clinton, you should remember that the claims that this stuff is super classified, those claims are coming from the CIA, and you just shouldn't believe the CIA's claims about classification.
Right.
Now, Comey seemed to buy into them, but I think there was a real dispute about, and I've seen this before too. I've had people say, where'd you get that classified information? And I said, well, I got it open source. I just happen to be as smart as your CIA assets, right? but it is in fact the case that you can get, and this happened over and over again on this case, that you can get information open source that the CIA would like to claim is only accessible if you get it through the CIA. And that's just not reality. And CIA should not then have the ability to go around and say, well, that's top secret and you can't talk about it, even if you came to the information of your own accord.
And when you say open source, you mean things like WikiLeaks documents?
Well, WikiLeaks is a special case and was in this case as well, because bizarrely, and again, this is the crazy culture of secrecy in DC, no one in government is supposed to read WikiLeaks. You know, that agency people with clearance are not supposed to read WikiLeaks. So something from WikiLeaks, you've broken a rule. But not from the press. Like, there were some instances where if you see a press report of a drone strike in Pakistan and then write about the drone strike in Pakistan, and I claims that drone strike is covert and therefore top secret, I'm sorry, the people on the ground know that a drone strike happened. And just because the CIA says that the people on the ground can't talk about that drone strike doesn't mean that that drone strike isn't going to be publicly reported and Hillary's people can't then talk about it.
Right. And of course, the people on the ground are not bound by U.S. law.
Let's hope not. I mean, you know, they're being shot down with drones. Yeah. One would think that it just, and that's that kind of thing is the underlying story behind the classification claims here. And so it's complex.
Now, the New York Times had an op-ed on the James Comey announcement over Clinton. They basically said legal but not political clarity on the Clinton emails. And they agreed with you that and with Comey that shouldn't have been prosecuted. But what they did say is that she has done damage to her reputation by failing to conform to the established security policies of the department she ran and by giving evasive or misleading answers about her actions and motivations. If there was ever a time that Mrs. Clinton needed to demonstrate that she understands the forthrightness demanded of those who hold the nation's highest office, this is that moment. Marcy, do you feel that the New York Times kind of once more accepts the logic that government secrecy is legitimate and Clinton's mistake was not sticking to that, rather than even questioning this whole idea of ridiculous secrecy?
Well, it's not even just a secrecy issue. It's a Federal Records Act. It is an abuse of power issue. And so I don't think Hillary was trying to game the classification system and using her own server.
Right.
And I don't think using her own server made because the State Department was so ridiculously exposed anyway. I don't think using her own server made these emails any more exposed to Russia or China or whomever. What I do think is that she did this to make sure as little information as possible would be accessible under FOIA. It backfired tremendously, but I do think it was a power grab. I think it was abuse of power, and that to me is a real consideration. You're supposed to keep the email. I mean, in this, we've had these email problems going back to Poppy Bush. You know, at some point we ought to make a bipartisan effort to fix the problem that administration after administration after administration, and I think all of them, including Bill, have done this, destroy emails and therefore don't comply with the Federal Records Act or the Presidential Records Act, and therefore hide things that citizens should be able to access through FOIA. And
I want to actually focus on that for a moment, because I haven't heard anyone come out and say this, that Clinton's use of a personal email server was to protect her correspondence from FOIA requests. I mean, that's pretty disturbing.
Right. And there are actually emails where she said that, where she said, I want to make sure nothing personal gets out in FOIA. And, you know, as it became clear when her lawyers did the review, the line between personal and business is actually a little bit dodgy. So that's why we require that people working in government use federal record systems and archive their emails and so on and so forth. And Hillary, I mean, that is, I believe, the reason Hillary did not comply with the Federal Records Act, comply with the archiving process. And as I said, in this case, it backfired immensely because it's become a big political issue, and we've ended up getting more emails than we otherwise would have. So there's an irony there. But the underlying intent, which is that she wants her actions, she wants some of her actions to be there were recent issues too about her schedule. She wants some of her actions to be immune from scrutiny. That's bad. You know, that, like, does that make her as bad as Trump, who wants all of his, you know, who wants to be completely arbitrary and not subject to any kind of oversight? No, it doesn't. But it is an issue that I think that she should address, because, you know, we believe in democratic accountability in this country. And that's what I think a big part of this email scandal was about.
Marcy, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Give out a website where people can read your work.
They can follow me at emptywheel.net and on Twitter at emptywheel.
That's emptywheel.net. And we'll post a link to that from our website later today. You can also follow Marcy at emptywheel. Thank you so much. Marcy Wheeler is an independent journalist specializing in civil liberties, privacy, and the war on terror. She blogs at emptywheel.net. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.